Yeah.
Maybe give them a big round of applause and then.
Alright,
Oh, it doesn't move.
Yeah.
Alright, Okay, I think it's working. Okay. Alright, so I'm here to talk about the EU storage at CERN. So before we talk about CERN, before we talk about the project, let's just talk about CERN. So it is one of the world's largest physics labs. We largely do particle collisions here. And I forgot about the mic. So let me redo everything again. All right. Hi, everyone. So I'm here to talk about from particle collisions to physics results. It's about EOS project at CERN, which is a large storage project we use at CERN. So before we begin, talking about CERN, CERN is one of the world's largest physics labs. We largely do studies on the fundamental nature of matter. It's also a large international collaboration. It's like composed of like 24 member states and 10 associate members and a lot of other states around the world. Our mission is largely to gain understanding about the fundamental nature of matter and then how our universe began. And how we do it is via particle collision. So we largely collide particles at CERN. And we have a huge accelerator complex where we collide protons to near light speeds. And the largest program, largest research project we have is the LHC program, which is the Large Hadron Collider. It's a 27-kilometer circular ring, which is 100 meters underground. And you have superconducting magnets that try to steer particles to near light speeds. And particles eventually collide at near light speeds. If you talk about the three pillars of the LHC program, it's composed of the three things. So one is the accelerators themselves, which try to accelerate the particles. But what is more interesting is when they collide, we have very large 3D cameras of sorts called the detectors, where these collisions happen. And finally, to understand what actually happened, we have to analyze this data and this all compute. And so talking about detectors themselves, they are mostly like 3D cameras. And what actually happens in the LHC ring is you would actually send bunches of protons, like 100 billion protons each, 25 nanoseconds apart. So it gives rise to like almost 40 megahertz of collisions, which happen every second. And you start processing this data to come down to what actually is more relevant for you. And ultimately, of course, the particles do not remain. It's only the data that remains, and that's the challenge. And putting this into a much more translatable perspective of the data flow, this is how it looks like. So from a very large experiment, one of the biggest experiments is Atlas. We have a workflow of where you have this 40 megahertz of collision events. This initially passes through custom hardware.